Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Daily Bread. We appreciate you taking time out of your week, taking time out of your day to spend a little time with us here at First's Kingdom Family Church Ministries. And we always make the confession before we start, where the word of God will transform my life and I will never be the same, in Jesus' name. I pray that those of you who are listening and continue to listen, I pray somewhere along the lines you have continued to pick up that confession that we make and you continue to make it daily. Amen. Where the word of God will transform my life and I will never be the same, in Jesus' name. Amen. We find ourselves here on a Wednesday, June the 10th. We are heading into the summer months, so to speak. So if you reside here in Texas, you know how hot it gets during the summer. Amen. But we pray that everyone will have a safe, blessed summer ahead. Amen. Staying cool as much as possible. Amen. I was asked what my summer plans were, and my response was anything that involves air conditioning, cold air conditioning. Amen. And if I can't see my breath, it's not cold enough. Amen. But here is to the summer months ahead. We pray that you have a safe and blessed summer ahead. Amen. So again, appreciate all of those of you who have tuned in. As Pastor Rose says, whether it be in the morning, the afternoon, or evening, we welcome you here. Amen. And if you are a first-time listener, we welcome you to First's Kingdom Family Church Ministries, and we say you are welcome, and we appreciate you spending a little time with us here as well. Amen. And we pray that you find what you are looking for in the message today, and that you will continue to come back with us every Wednesday. Amen. And as always, the last Wednesday of every month, our healing service. Amen. So let's just jump right in to this small devotional that I have for you. I will try not to take up too much of your time. Again, we are heading into the summer months, so I know a lot of folks are planning vacations. The kids are out of school. Young adults are out of college, I believe. A lot of people are out and about. Amen. Summertime. It's understandable. So we appreciate you spending time with us here. Amen. And we pray you spend the summer with us as well. Amen. So if you have your Bibles with you, or if you're taking notes, as always, I try and keep my titles sharp as Pastor Jesse's for his Sunday morning messages. Amen. I try to follow his lead. So the small devotional that I have for you today is entitled Everything I Do. Amen. Everything I Do. And if you have your Bibles with you, or if you're taking notes, the main scripture we're going to be focusing on is found in Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. And I will give you two different versions. Pastor Rose blessed me with this small little devotional several years back, and I have gone through this devotional already a couple of years now. Amen. And the way it's set up is you read it in the morning, and then you read the second part before you go to bed, or in the evening time. Amen. But me, I'm never one to kind of follow certain things. So normally when I'm doing my devotionals and in prayer in the morning, I just read right through it. Amen? And read right through them. So this small devotional is entitled Everything I Do. And our main scripture is going to be Galatians 6:9. Amen? Everything I do. It says, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me. Watch this. Oh, how often children seek recognition from just about anyone who will watch. Amen? If you've ever been around little kids or your brother or your sister or a good friend, your best friend when you were little, you know, look at me, watch this. Amen? It says, how often children seek recognition from just about anyone who will watch. Amen? It says, even though the dive bomb into the water looks exactly the same as it did last time, or the cartwheel is still lopsided after 30 attempts. Onlookers continue to encourage the repetitious behavior. Amen? Even after 30 attempts, the cartwheel still looks lopsided. Amen? I don't know if you've ever been around kids, especially young girls, that they start getting an interest into gymnastics. Amen? Cartwheels, backflips, all that good stuff. Amen? But if we keep reading down, and I will get back to our main scripture, which I got ahead of myself here. It says, we choose to search for recognition from others. Even as we get older, you know, even as kids we do it, but even as we get older, it says we can choose to search for recognition from others. It says, or we can believe that God sees everything we do. Amen? How many of us know God sees everything? He does see everything. And especially everything we do. Amen? It says, because he does. It says, he is interested in that project we worked on so hard. Amen? It says, he is delighted when we spend our time serving others. Amen? And it says, he loves it when we do our best. Amen? If you've heard any of Pastor Jesse's messages Sunday mornings on our YouTube, or you have attended our church service in the mornings and you've been present in person for our services, you probably have heard Pastor Jesse mention how God wants to be a part of everything, every part of your daily life, every part of you on a daily basis. He wants that type of relationship with you. Amen? But how many of us actually want that relationship with our Heavenly Father? Amen? Some people don't really want that. Other people do sometimes, but not all the time. Amen? And then there's some folks that want it all the time. Amen? Everyone's different. But just know that what I read, what it says, what did it say? It says, God sees everything we do. Amen? It says, because he does. And it says, he is interested in that project we work so hard on. Amen? It says, he's delighted when we spend our time serving others. Amen? And it says, he loves it when we do our best. Amen? So, I got a little bit in my head of myself. And it, again, was our scripture was Galatians 6:9, and this is one translation where it says, let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not get up, if we do not give up. Amen. Let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. Amen. And let's just be honest, we've all been there. We've all had that point where we've gotten kind of worn down. We've gotten tired. We've felt beaten down. Amen. And almost wanting to just throw in the towel, so to speak. Amen. But what does it say right here? It says God sees everything we do, and it says he delights in the time that we spend serving others, and he loves it when we do our best. Amen. So this is the part where we're going to make a small confession. Amen. And then we'll get on to the other second part of Galatians 6:9. Amen. Repeat this with me. Say, God, I want to believe that you really are watching and applauding me. Amen. Let's say that again. Say, God, I want to believe that you are really are watching and applauding me. Amen. And finally, we're going to say this two times. Say, it encourages me to continue. Amen. Let's say that again. It says, it encourages me to continue. Amen. And I encourage you as well to continue. You know, it's not easy. Things are getting rough. Things are getting kind of tight all over, especially money-wise. Amen. And I'm sure a lot of us listening, I can raise my hand as well, as you know, we get tired, we get weary, we get a bit feeling like we're being run down. Amen. But what we just made the confession, that should give us a little pep in our step. Amen. That we're saying, God, I want to believe that you really are watching and applauding me. Amen. Because he is. And when we're also saying that it encourages me to continue. Amen. Just know that right now, God sees everything. God sees how you're feeling. Amen. But just know that he loves you. Amen. And he's applauding you. And he wants you to continue. Amen. So take a little encouragement out of that. Amen. That God sees you, God loves you, and God's with you. Amen. Again, we're looking at Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. It says, let us not lose heart in doing good. Amen. Did you catch that? It says, let us not lose heart in doing good. For in due time, we will reap if we do not grow weary. Amen. In other words, we just gotta hunker down, amen? Bite the bullet, and we just gotta keep going, amen? Keep going and not lose heart in doing good, amen? Because God is with us, God sees everything, and God loves us, and God is with you and me, amen? Now, it says, are we really different from children who seek attention? I'm going to repeat that. Are we really different from children who seek attention? Who seek attention? Are we? Are we different from them? It says, don't we also look for recognition in life? As adults, don't we look for recognition in life? I would happen to say, yes, we do. Amen? It says, look at me. I made dinner every night this week. Or another example is, see this awesome presentation I put together for work. Amen. It says, you should have seen the smiles on the faces of those people that I helped today. Amen. It says, we want someone to notice our efforts, our charity, our diligence, our excellence. Let's just face it. Everyone, we all look for a pat in the back where we can find it. Amen. And we've all been guilty of that. Amen. But as we read on, it says, and though we hate to admit it, we may even get a little upset if nobody does. Amen. As Pastor Rose says, I'll raise both my hands and both my feet. Amen. I can sit here and admit to you, sometimes I do get a little discouraged when I get upset if nobody notices something that I have done. Amen. But ultimately, what have I been sharing with you? What have we been going over? That God sees everything and he applauds what we do. Amen. When we're serving others. Amen. When we're doing our best. Amen. And if we read in the Bible, you know, it talks about when we're doing a job or when we're working, we're not doing that to man or to our boss or to our company, for those of you working. No, we're doing it unto God. So we should be joyful in the task that we're given, and we should be doing our best, knowing that we're doing it unto our Father God. Amen? So let's keep going. Let's see. And though we hate to admit it, we may even get a little upset if nobody does. Yep, we do. So it says, don't waste your time trying to be recognized by others. I'm going to repeat that again and say it a little bit slower. Don't waste your time trying to be recognized by others. Amen. Don't waste your time doing it. It says, share your talents and abilities without holding back. Share God's talents and abilities that He has given you without holding back. Amen. It says, your Father in heaven has eyes on you and He is not about to look away. Amen. How good is that? If that doesn't get your spirit man a little bit bubbly, a little bit joyous inside, I'm going to repeat it again. It says, your Heavenly Father has eyes on you, has eyes on me, and He is not about to look away. Amen. That's how good our Father is. Amen. That He's not about to look away upon us. Amen. So we'll finish up this confession. I'll leave you a small little question to ponder on, and then I'll get out of your hair. Amen. The confession we're going to make is, Father, you don't ever stop watching me. Amen. Let's say that again. Say, Father, you don't ever stop watching me. We'll say it one more time. Father, you don't ever stop watching me. Amen. It says, your eyes are always on me. Amen. We're going to say that again. It says, your eyes are always on me. Your eyes are always on me. Amen. And we're going to confess, help me not to desire recognition from others. Amen. Say that again with me. Say, help me not to desire recognition from others. One more time. Help me not to desire recognition from others. Amen. And finally, we're going to say, I really only need to be seen by you. Amen. We're going to say that again. Say, Father, I really only need to be seen by you. Amen. One more time. Father God, I only need to be seen by you. Amen. Now, I hope you got those confessions. I hope maybe you wrote them down. Amen. And I will leave you with this question, and then I will wrap this edition of the Daily Bread up. It says, what are the things you most want God to recognize in your life? Amen. What are things you most want God to recognize in your life? Take a few moments and just think that over. What are the things that I want God to recognize in my life right now? Amen. So I hope you got a little bit out of everything I do. Amen. Our main scripture was Galatians 6:9. Amen. And as I always say, when you pray and confess the word over your life every day, you will strengthen your inner man and grow in faith and confidence. Amen. Never underestimate the power of God's word. It is full of life and will minister healing and strength to you in every area. Amen. Every area. Just as I was sharing, God sees everything. Amen. And He wants to be a part of everything in your life. Amen. You just have to let Him. You just have to want that. Amen. Just as it's my choice as well. Amen. But let's choose to have God be part of everything in our lives. Amen. So be blessed. Have a blessed rest of this Wednesday. Have a blessed rest of this week. Amen. Join us again next Wednesday as we present another Daily Bread with you. Amen. Again, have a blessed rest of this week. And as always, keep the pastors in your prayers. Amen. They pray for you on a daily basis. Amen. And we are praying a safe and blessed summer ahead for each and every one of you and your family. Amen. So we'll see you right back here again next Wednesday for another edition of the Daily Bread. Be blessed.